Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Seven on a Tuesday. Appreciate you tuning in. Nick Baugh with you. Game Time here on 1620 The Zone. We're live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Waiting to get in touch with the program. As always, you can email the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, nick at 1620thezone.com. Can hit me at the on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at Nick Baugh, N-I-C-K-B-A-H-E, 402-951-1620. Robin Washit, Thor Tripp on the program still. At the bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Thor. Top of the hour, we'll talk to one Robin Washit. Get Thor's take. We'll get into the CWS with him. Michigan, one win away from winning a national championship. And then we'll get to Thor and get his thoughts on, Robin, get his thoughts on Roby officially heading to Dallas, obviously, with the NBA draft last week. So as you know, I like to chew through this Athlon College Football Preview magazine kind of bit by bit. And there are certain things that I love. I love the anonymous opposing coach quote section. I like all the stats. I like it all. And, you know, I gave you the field position stat yesterday on Nebraska where, you know, Athlon had basically one way to quantify field position. Nebraska is almost dead last in the country in their field position. And that's obviously brutal. I mean, absolutely brutal. And there is another stat that is interesting. But while I say it's interesting, I also feel like it's maybe a little too deep into the numbers and gets into an area where I'm like, I don't know about this. And sometimes advanced analytics and diving into the numbers, they're kind of hit a point where I think you can go so deep that you can go cross-eyed. And with certain stats, I'm not sure that 1 plus 1 always equals 2. Meaning, I'm not sure you can always draw a straight line to connect. I think when you're quantifying stats like luck or turnovers and trying to calculate them as the balls you should have had, that's tough. So here is this stat, and then we'll kind of break it down. The number is minus 5.7. And I'll just read from the magazine here. This is on Nebraska. Based on the national averages for fumble recovery rates and the ratio of interceptions to passes broken up, Nebraska's turnover margin should have been about plus 3.7. Instead, it was minus 2. That's a minus 5.7 turnover difference, was the second most unlucky in the Big Ten. Okay. When you start using terms like should have been with sports, I get a little uncomfortable with that. And when you start using national averages for things and then correlating them to a specific team and saying what should have been, that's hard, right? Because to me, that stat that I just read in some ways is no different than saying, you know, the national average for three-point percentage in Division I basketball was X, and Nebraska shot 35 threes in a game, therefore they should have made X amount. It's like, well, I mean, what about the people that are shooting them? What about the quality of shot? What about the way the game was going? I mean, I don't know about all. So I guess the essence of this stat that I just gave you and the discussion gets to this. Do you consider getting turnovers, in this case, interceptions, picking off passes, or recovering fumbles, are those skill-based stats, or are they luck?
They are definitely not luck.
That's my thing, because to me, that stat that I just read would insinuate that there's a large degree of kind of luck. But again, the final sentence in the stat was that minus 5.7 turnover difference was the second most unlucky in the Big Ten. You consider interceptions and recovering fumbles and all this stuff. Is that luck or is that skill? I actually think it is way more skill than it is luck. I mean, go look at the top 10 in NFL history in interceptions. It's a lot of guys that are really skilled. Sure. There are unlucky bounces at times in football, but over the course of a season, I don't buy into luck being the difference between Ralph Brown or Prince Amukamara picking off X amount of passes or not, right? I don't buy into luck being the difference between Deion Sanders picking off X amount of passes or not. Or Mike Brown recovering X amount of fumbles or not. So I do think you got to be careful about chalking things up to luck. Or, you know, just unlucky, right? Because to me, when you chalk something up to luck, you know what you're doing? I think you are letting yourself off the hook. When you just say, yep, unlucky, you're letting yourself off the hook. And that can be a slippery, slippery slope. And that stat is trying to say, you know, Nebraska was actually one of the most unlucky teams when it came to getting turnovers. And it's like, I guess I just... Maybe I'm misremembering things from last year, but I don't recall a whole bunch of fumbles that should have been recovered and weren't. And I don't recall a whole bunch of passes that should have been intercepted that weren't. Now, again, maybe I did have two strokes back in 2016 in my I'm just drawing a blank. But I don't recall a whole bunch of almost picks or should have been recovered fumbles. And again, over the course of the season, I think there's a reason why certain teams always come up with those plays and some teams that don't. So while that stat is interesting, I don't know how much stock I put into it. Because it strikes me as not like someone was like, well, let's look at the national average of tip balls, and then let's look at that ratio to interceptions, and then we'll look at how many interceptions a team had, and then we'll add in what the difference is. And like now that's what I said. When it's, sometimes you could get so deep in the numbers that you go cross-eyed and you try to connect two dots that don't correlate. Yeah, the ratio of broken up passes to interceptions, national average, maybe Nebraska was not as good there. And you know what, want to know why that maybe is? It's because they weren't good enough players to make those plays. You know? Like, I don't chalk that up to luck. Because to me, I view the ability to force and recover fumbles as a skill. And I view the ability to pick off passes as a skill. Not something based in luck. Take my best friend Bo Rude, for example. Was first team all Big 12 linebacker in 2006. I played sports with that guy my entire life. And obviously I played football with that guy my entire life. And I'm telling you, ever since that guy was 8 years old to when he was 22 years old at Nebraska, that guy always has been great at making the big play in football. Always. Didn't matter if we were playing Leon's midget football when he was 10, or he was at Southeast, or if he was always electric with his ability to read, react, and go for the huge play. You know the whole Scott Frost mantra of have a desire to succeed with no fear of failure? That was Bo. That's how Bo played. And in a related story, take a guess. Who holds the Nebraska football record for pick sixes for a linebacker? Bo Root. Bo Root does. And you know who, by a show of hands, you know who's not surprised at all? I'm raising my hand, as I saw it my whole life, because he has a skill. It's not luck. When Bo picked off Iowa's, a pass at the 10-yard line against Iowa State and returned it for 92 yards, that wasn't luck. That's not luck. See, he's really good, and he read the play, broke on the ball, caught it, and there was like that's not luck. That's not luck. He has a knack for it. It's a skill that Bo possesses. So when he arrived at Nebraska, guess what arrived with him? That skill. I guess to me, I just rarely chalk up production on the football field in any way to be based in luck. Sure, you can have exceptions and isolated incidents that are luck, right? Where like ball, you know, like ball gets batted up in the air. Like there are certain things that are kind of, but like, oh, again, over the course of 12 seasons, four quarters, every Saturday, that stuff has a way of revealing who's skilled and who's not. While I'm praising the Rudes, why don't I say, you know who used to make every single tackle on our high school football team? Barrett Rood. You know who then became the all-time tackle leader in the history of Nebraska football? Barrett Rood. I guess my point is, skills are skills. And massive amounts of production over the course of time is less about luck and more about skill. So to me, I love Athlon. I mean, obviously, I talk about it. I mean, we have Mitch Light on the show and all this stuff. I love Athlon. That's a stat. That's one of those stats to me. You got way too into the numbers and you went cross-eyed. And again, when you start using terms like should have been and unlucky, I get a little uncomfortable. Where I'm like, should have been some of those should have been turnover, should have been. So do you guys, I guess what we're saying, because sometimes I think you got to say it out loud. So we're saying Nebraska wasn't good Nebraska didn't force turnovers last year, didn't pick off passes because of luck. Because they were just unlucky? Again, yeah, like we could comb through the season right now, start with the Colorado game and start going through every defensive play, and we'll find a couple isolated incidents where, you know, the ball is not round, it takes funny bounces and all that stuff. You'll find a bounce here or there that's like, man, that's unfortunate. I'm not gonna say there aren't unfortunate bounces that happen in a sporting contest, in a football game. Absolutely it happens. But what I'm saying is over the course of a season, there's a reason. Kyle emails in and says, Nick, the reason they use should have is because the national stats are showing trends. Unlucky in this case could mean they unlucky to fall within the trend compared to others. And to me, I chalk that up as not unlucky. They're not as good as the others. You know what I mean? Like, That's getting to the crux of what we're talking about. Do you consider the ability to force and recover fumbles or intercept passes as just a flip of the coin? Because I don't. I do not. You see it like that? I think that's what, because some people have, as I think Bill Conley has done this before, you know, where, because he's a big analyst, like where he'll say, oh, you know, this team was unlucky without, I don't know about that. Tanner emails me and says, based off perception, I know for a fact Travis Fisher isn't chalking this up for bad luck. He wants the secondary to be better and turn teams over. I guess that's my thing. I mean, I have a hard time feeling like Travis Fisher and Eric Chenander and those guys, they at the end of the year when they got on the topic of turnovers, said, all right, guys, bring it in here. I tell you what, man, we're just unlucky this year with our ability to recover fumbles and pick off passes. Hopefully luck will come back in our favor next year. I don't know about that. It's like you walk into a casino. Walking in and going to roulette and just betting it all, like, roulette is a game based on kind of luck. Poker's more skill. Over the course of the season. Skill prevails. That's my thought. I just, you know, Nebraska being off in terms of, within the trend of the national average, to me, that shows they just weren't as good. They weren't good at that. You know, it's like, to me, it's no different than, like, what's the national average for free throw percentage in college basketball? And if a team was below that, you know why they weren't at where the national average was? It's because they're not as good of free throw shooters. It's like, why was Nebraska's ratio of passes broken up to interceptions not what the national average was? It's because Nebraska's corners and safeties weren't good enough to make those plays. So I just think you got to be careful about when you should have been unlucky. I don't know about that. 402-951-1620. All right. 15 minutes away from Thor Tripp, Robin Washington, about 45 minutes. You can email me, Nick at 1620thezone.com. Hit me on Twitter at Nick Baugh. Game time.